on your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Newcastle.
We have more hot and humid days on the way, of course, and are you finding yourself out in our natural environment a bit more? A lovely stroll through the bush, a picnic, right near some long grass.
Well, yeah, we're not the only ones that enjoy the summer conditions. Of course, ticks get out and about. They just love getting all over us and just latching on. So what do you do if you have a tick? I would reach for tweezers, but recently found out about the existence of some sprays that can help. Is this the field where we need to be updating our home first aid kits and our personal knowledge?
Dr. Fiona Van Leeuwen is chair of the Hunter GP Association and joins you now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the signs that we may have a tick somewhere on our bodies?
Good question. Look, Dan, sometimes you don't know they're there for a couple of days and then they might get a bit itchy and then you might see them or feel them or notice them.
Can they have serious health complications?
Yeah, look, they certainly can. But I have to just reassure everybody that, you know, most of the time tick bites are really pretty innocuous and don't cause too much of a hassle apart from a little bit of minor irritation. But, you know, there's a few things that can be very serious. They certainly can cause allergic reactions and even an anaphylaxis in susceptible people. Occasionally, they can cause Queensland tick typhus. The paralysis tick bite, which is actually the most common bite down the eastern seaboard of Australia, as we know, can paralyse animals and very rarely young children, usually under three. And in the 1800s, I think that was a big problem. And they can also contribute to mammalian meat allergy.
Oh, what is that?
Mammalian meat allergy is this really fascinating thing that this amazing immunologist in Australia discovered, whereby you get... So what happens with ticks is that they hang around in the grasses and then they hop on a mammal of some kind and then bite them. And then sometimes from the mammal, they can get this sugar molecule called alpha-galactase, called alpha-gal, which is found in mammalian meat and animal products like cow's milk and gelatine, which the ticks feed on. And then if the tick bites a susceptible individual, but not everybody, then you can get this mammalian meat allergy. Then when you go on to eat meat, you can develop an allergic reaction to meat.
That just sounds so cruel. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible. Dr. Van Leeuwen, I grew up knowing that paralysis ticks were very bad for dogs. How do they affect adults? Is it just a case that we're bigger and therefore the toxins don't hurt us as much?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't precisely read about that mechanism, but I assume that would be the case.
Yeah,
it's certainly when the reading I've done suggests that it's small children that the problems can occur in here.
In any case, there are plenty of reasons why if you find a tick on you, you want to get rid of it.
Or start charging it rent or something. It can't stay there.
Cannot stay. You issue an eviction notice. So I would reach for tweezers. But I've heard that you can do more harm than good in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's fascinating, isn't it? Things change over time, so it's good to bring them to people so that you can think about what to do. It might change what kit you take out to areas like the bush or when you're going away on holidays and things like that, and you always would have taken your tweezers, but you're right. These days, what's really recommended is that you freeze the tick, until it dies and then let it fall off, or if necessary, or if the tick bite is around the genitals or the eyes, you might actually seek medical assistance to have that tick removed.
Okay.
There are some products that are useful. Might be useful to talk about those. The same doctor who found about the mammalian tick allergy, who was Clinical Associate Professor Cheryl Van Noonan from the Royal North Shore Hospital, she's got a couple of great things she mentions, and it's on the ASCIA website, the ASCIA website. Her tips are these things. First of all is freeze it, don't squeeze it, and household tweezers are tick squeezers.
Mm.
So I thought that was a great thing to say.
Yes.
The, the problem with squeezing your tick is that then you squeeze the saliva from the tick into your body. And that's what you don't want to happen, because the saliva is what contains that allergen in that mammalian tick allergy, and also the toxin, which irritates us.
Doctor, how do you freeze a tick, and do you have to buy a product for that?
Yeah, well, most of the time you have to buy a product. You can go to the chemist and buy a spray containing ether. That's the essential component. You place a nozzle on over the tick and you spray it. Feels cold. You wait for 10 minutes or so for the tick to die, and then you can brush it off.
Okay. There will be plenty of brands out there, and I know chemists will be able to, you know, advise people on what they need. But the thought that you can purchase something over the counter reasonably cheaply and reasonably easy, that seems like it's a worthwhile thing to have at home or in the first aid kit, in the car even.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that should replace the tweezers. The other thing is that if you do need it to be removed by a doctor, they can use liquid nitrogen in the surgery. That's mostly for bigger ticks, by the way. That's for adult ticks. If you've got the tiny ticks or the little larvae or nymphs, you can also, from the chemist, buy, and as you were saying, just to ask the chemist for some advice about which one, but you can buy a cream containing permethrin, which is something we use to kill scabies. And then you can put that on, you can dab them, but don't grab them. So that's the advice for the larvae or nymphs. The little ones is dab them and don't grab them using a permethrin containing cream. And then for the bigger ticks, it's freeze it, don't squeeze it. Household tweezers, tick squeezers.
Yeah. Okay.
So nice. Spray it.
Dr. Van Leeuwen, thank you very much for the lesson. And I feel much more ready for the warmer months. Thank you.
Excellent. Get out and have fun. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Dr. Fiona Van Leeuwen there, Chair of the Hunter GP Association and a Hamilton GP.